Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
All right, welcome back in here on WQAM. Hollywood Omar Kelly, Dan Day, Jamie Long here with you as the Heat get it done. They land Giannis Antetokounmpo in a big blockbuster trade that happened overnight. The Heat did have to give up a decent amount in this one, but nevertheless, this is a huge move for Miami. Puts them, I think, Omar, right at the top of the Eastern Conference, certainly in the top four. I don't know that that's even debatable right now. I think that this is clearly the big move to that was out there to be made, and the Heat pounced on it. And this is a very exciting day here to be a Heat fan, Omar.
Absolutely. Pat Riley gets it done again. Pat Riley lands a whale. I don't know why I heard on ESPN they called it the white whale. I was like thinking to myself, like, why does the whale have to be white? Since when do we have white whales? But it's a major move. It gets the Heat back to relevancy. We're not talking about being in a play-in anymore. We're talking about maybe possibly pushing for the Eastern Conference Championship if we're healthy. And now it's about putting the pieces all together. Obviously, you know, I'm a big Bobby Portis fan. I think he's definitely at least going to be a sixth man, good role player, good swing player. Definitely can replace Triple J. Now we just need to find some outside shooting and maybe upgrade the point guard position.
Well, I happen to really like Davion Mitchell. I think Davion Mitchell is a hell of a player. So I'm excited to have him back. But let's go back to the phones. And Dan, who do we have next?
Mike, it's your turn. Mike.
Hello.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Good.
Hey, I just want to say I am super pumped with this move. You know, everybody's all down on the move and everything. That's nonsense. Giannis is a game changer. The guys that we just shipped out right now, they weren't changing the game. They weren't factors. They weren't, you know, it was play in or bust. That was their cap right there. Giannis at least gives you, like you said, a top four, top three in the East. now all we need to do, and like Omar, I'm a huge fan of yours. Bobby Portis, I am excited about him as well. He's not electric or explosive, but he gets the job done, you know, with his defense and his mid-court game. And when you need a guy to get dirty inside, you could depend on him. But all we need to do now is just find the outside shooter. And I saw rumors that Chris Middleton was possibly interested in joining. So, you know, I know he's old, but, I mean, you don't need to be the most athletic person just to shoot the three-pointer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is Riley's last hoorah, so to speak. You know, this move had to happen. How much longer does Riley have to make this team a contender? And I think Giannis puts him right there. You know, if they do accomplish a championship, great. If they don't, at least we could all say he at least tried with one last big move with the Whale and Giannis.
Yeah, I'm with you, and I also think you're right on that. The way this roster is going to be assembled here, there will be some older, elder statesmen on this team. It's probably similar to what we saw with the Big Three, right? And you had guys that were, you know, late in their career that want to win one, or you got guys that are willing to take a significant pay cut to be down here. So that's essentially, I would think, how the Heat are going to fill out this roster. Let's squeeze in another call here. Dan, who do we have next?
John, it's all you, John. Take it away.
Yeah, hey, John here. Just a two-part question for Omar real quick. Number one, big trade, obviously, but just a scenario for you. Maybe if Shaq, Zoe, and then maybe Ronnie Cicely came out of retirement, who do you think would be a good number five? And part two of that question would be, in the same scenario, what advice would Omar give kind of to make sure Ronnie Cicely and the Greek Freak got along well, and maybe the Greek take him out to a nice local Greek restaurant around here? Thanks so much.
Yeah, Ronnie's Greek. I forgot about that. Okay. Let's see if Giannis likes to DJ or likes Ronnie's house music. I'm a big Ronnie Cicely, the DJ fan. However, if I had to pick a backup center, it would have to be Morning, because he's going to give you the defense and he's a good free throw shooter. So I'm going with Morning over Shaq and Ronnie.
Is that what we're doing this morning, by the way? By the way, that was one of my buddies messing with you. My friends are idiots. I told them that they are welcome to call in if they wanted to this morning. That was clearly a mistake. but yeah, I actually saw Ronnie Cicely DJ one night. We saw him DJ. That was unusual. It was unusual.
He's a like good
7
DJ.
Feet tall. No, he's great, but he's like 7 feet tall. And I just kind of remember Ronnie Cicely, the basketball player, and like to see him turn, you know, DJ is.
Is he a better DJ than Shaq?
Is he a better DJ? I've never heard Shaq DJ.
He is a better DJ.
DJ Diesel?
Than
no?
I want to say DJ Diesel does that like really loud, like machiney, like headbanging type of
DJ
music.
DJ Diesel goes to like college towns and stuff and just kind of spins them, just gets people going.
Yeah. Ronnie is more like the kind of guy you'd see in Ibiza or something. Like he just plays like a lot of that like mellow, like.
Yeah, he does like don't sit on the furniture type stuff in South Beach.
All right.
Listen,
let's squeeze one more in here.
When I covered the Heat, it was the Cedric Ceballos days, and then I watched him go out and DJ a party. I believe it was at Club Bed.
He
was actually a very good DJ.
He
I'm
is
telling
a good
you.
DJ. Also, another player I don't think who's coming back right now. But let's squeeze one more. You want to squeeze one more in here?
But you know who else is a DJ?
Who else is
Tyreek Hill.
I saw that. Everyone's a DJ that wants to be a DJ now. All right, one more caller here. What do we got? James, you said, Dan?
Yeah, it looks like DJ James on line number one. DJ James, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I just can't let you guys let Omar say he doesn't understand what a white whale is as a professional reporter. He doesn't. You've never read Moby Dick? You've never read Moby Dick?
No. Sorry.
Dan got nervous that he cut him off there. That's the book, like from.
So the whale was white.
He goes Wolf of Wall Street. He goes the book. You know, Captain Ahab, like the.
Yeah, I get the book. I never read it, but I'm
really?
I was wondering if the whale was. Yeah.
Don't you have to read? Isn't that like part of your like deal?
In school, yeah, we read, but we read other books. I didn't read Moby Dick. I never
I mean, I don't remember I'm not a huge reader, obviously.
Did you read Moby Dick?
Probably not.
Okay. Dan, did you read Moby Dick?
Yes, of course I read Moby Dick. I read all the classics. At least I try to read all the classics.
What was the whale white?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool. Didn't know that.
All right. we're gonna get to the 9 o'clock hour. What a morning this has been. It's been an interesting one here, man. So we have taken calls throughout the morning, as our people on our YouTube chat have let us know. It does not usually go well. That is usually how it goes. Yes, that is. It usually does not go particularly well.
And people wonder why radio stopped taking calls.
Yeah, between people trying to troll Omar, between one of my buddies calling up and asking ridiculous questions, it's been a morning.
I didn't think that was a ridiculous question.
It's been a morning here. But we will take a pause. The 9 o'clock hour, we're going to try to do better in the 9 o'clock hour.
We'll finish stronger in the 9 o'clock hour.
Omar, this is, to be quite honest, this is one of the better news days, like better stories that we've had in a really long time. I'm very excited about this. I get people are like, oh, we gave up a lot. It doesn't matter. Like, this is a huge.
I hate when you say that. Don't repeat it because you're putting it in
catch.
The universe.
This is a huge catch for the Heat. It brings them back into contention. It brings them back in relevance. And we're going to have a handful of years with this guy, you know, still hopefully in his prime, right? He's not that old. Like, people act like Giannis coming in here at 39. Like, he's still 31. Like, he's in his prime theoretically. So I know that he's got some mileage on the body and whatever. But, man, this is a very exciting thing here. And Pat Riley makes one big splash here, probably –
getting
maybe
himself
his last
a white
big
whale.
Splash here, and we'll see if the Heat can win one with Giannis at the helm. We're going to take a pause at 9 o'clock hours next on QAM.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
All righty, welcome back in. It's Hockman, Crowder, and Solana. Zach Gelbin for Mark Hockman. Ira Winderman does a great job covering the Heat for many years for the Sun Sentinel, and he joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com. Heat got Giannis Antetokounmpo. Now we go to Ira Winderman. Ira, appreciate the time. How are you?
I'm tired, sleepless, you know. When I had to text Solana at like 2 a.m. asking him what time, I realized this was going to be a quick turnaround today. But you know what? At least worth it. I'll say that.
So when the news comes out and now you've had some time to digest it, your biggest takeaway from the Heat acquiring Giannis Antetokounmpo is what?
is this, is let's get this straight, because I'm confused, so maybe you guys can help me out. The Heat did not have enough. Everyone said the Miami Heat don't have enough. They're a team that's lacking. And then they make this deal, and some Heat fans are saying they gave up too much. And I'm like, wait, which is it? You didn't have enough to compete, or you had the resources and gave them away? So I think Heat Nation needs to take a step back and realize when you're trying to get a top five NBA player, you go all in. We saw the example with Boston. They apparently pulled back after a while and said, we're fine. If I were to sit here with you today and say the reason the Heat did not get Giannis Antetokounmpo is because they were unwilling to give up Kasperis Jakančionis, what do you think the outcry would be?
Solana would be dead because he would be furious.
I'd be hot too, Ira.
Hey. I mean, and so look, you got to give everyone their flowers here. Is it a risk? Hell yeah, it's a risk. But you win with risk. You win when you're a New York Knicks team giving a huge contract to Jalen Brunson that people said years ago, that's a terrible contract. No, it wasn't. You're a risk when you take on Karl Anthony Towns after his struggles in Minnesota. No, it wasn't a risk. You have to go big in the NBA. But look, Boston did it. When they traded Garnett and Pierce, they got the picks for Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. If you don't go big in the NBA, to use the cliche, you really do go home.
And Ira, is there more to this Norman Powell move, Wiggins move, maybe a Bobby Portis move? Is there more to this that we're waiting for before that July deadline?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because these trades always have tentacles. Because you can't complete the trade until July 6th, the next cap calendar year, you can grow it out. You can move other parts. And I think the two-team trade could be a 5-6-7 team trade because everyone's going to jump in there. I mean, the Julius Randle trade could be part of this trade, the way it's worked out. So there will be more. The Heat needs to clear more cap space to achieve their goals. Right now, they have about $16 million under their hard cap, maybe 18. But $10 million of that is just on minimum salary players just to get to the required 14 players. So, yes, you can fit Andrew Wiggins in there, but Norm Powell ain't coming back for something that minimum. To me, if you're asking for the next name in play, I think it would be Nikola Jovic and his $14 to $16 million salary. You clear that out. You can bring Powell back. You can bring Wiggins back. You'd have a tax level, mid-level. Maybe you can go for a Tim Hardaway Jr. You can round this out fine. The Heat are not done for this simple reason, guys. They can't be done.
Ira, what's the timeline look like for Giannis Antetokounmpo? Because you trade this much to go get him. Extension has to be, at the very least, you know, under the table handshake guarantee from the Miami Heat's perspective.
Absolutely.
Without question. Yeah. And I believe that would be eligible in January. And part two is, and I learned a two-part question from you in the Eric Spoelstra press conferences, so you can't be upset about it. Part two, Ira, is a lot of Heat fans are talking about the draft capital you've given up and what happens in 2030, 31, 32, 33 if Giannis is no longer elite. But I think what a lot of people are missing is while you have Giannis, you have three of your four first-round picks before you get to the part where the Bucks have the draft capital. How important will that be for Miami to start filling out the roster over the next couple of years?
It would not shock me if they could trade those picks, they'll trade them all. So they are living in the moment because that's who they are. Look, Pat Riley, the last 4 years, used first-rounders on Hawkins, on Jovic, on Khalil Ware, on Jakančionis, and it worked out perfectly. They became the trade elements. You know, to a degree, this reminds me, I mentioned this in the show last week, of Mike Ditka in New Orleans trading his entire draft for Ricky Williams. Remember that. Remember the Herschel Walker trade with Minnesota, trading entire drafts. It's a huge risk, but you take those risks in basketball for this reason. In football, you have 22 starters plus special teams. In basketball, you have five guys on the court. You give me five good players, I'll round out my team anyway. So draft picks, smash picks, you'll be fine. You'll find players after the draft. You'll get your Gabe Vincents. You'll get your Max Struces. Everyone has those teams. I'll give you a perfect example. The Heat need shooting. They can't afford a shooter. Look at Landry Shamet with the Knicks last year. Here's a guy who comes non-guaranteed at the minimum salary, and all of a sudden in the finals, he's the guy. You find players, you can make it work. So to me, that's not a concern. As far as the Antetokounmpo extension, that's done. His side made clear, apparently only he was going to sign with Celtics, the Timberwolves, or the Heat, the only teams he was going to extend with. It's the window opens 6 months after he signs. Now, it could be as early as July 6th, which would be January 6th. But if the Heat are dicking around a little, you know, they don't really matter if it's January 10th, January 20th. He's going to get his deal that when he's 35 years old, he's going to be making $71 million, and the Heat are living in the moment, and Pat Riley's successor will have to deal with it. But you know what, guys? Forgotten somewhat in this equation is this. Bam Adebayo starting his extension this coming season. You can't be paying a guy $50 million in a wait for it season, in a reset season. When they committed to that Bam extension at that $50 million plus average, they said we have to be a meaningful team. Honestly, I think if they didn't get Giannis, they would have had to think about trading Bam, because you just can't sit back on that kind of money and wait.
And here's the other thing, Ira. If they, and this is why you give up the draft picks, and anyone complaining about it, as Ira Winderman's here with us, you tell them to go shove the draft picks up their keister, is just because if they didn't get Giannis, what were they doing? Like Durant, Kawhi, that doesn't excite me. You know, John Morant, there's a ton of issues off the court. They had to get this deal done, and they were desperate.
And everyone knew that. And so Boston played them, and the Bucks played them. Look, if you were to be honest and get the Heat on the lie detector and go, were you played? They go, yeah. And here's the difference. They go to the Celtics and they go, what about Hugo Gonzalez? And they're like, And what about two more first round picks? And they're like, yeah, we don't need this. Honestly, they could have asked for Bernie, and the Heat could have had to look for a new mascot at this point. They were getting everything they possibly could. So, you know, look, the Heat were desperate. Wait, Solana, you know that. We can't deny that. We've sat through, you know, four of these play-in seasons, first time out of the playoffs last year. And also, look at the landscape now, how it's changed in South Florida. Miami Hurricanes are the national championship football game. The Panthers, I think they added another Kachuk brother today. Yep. I mean, what they have, Barkov coming back, they're probably Stanley Cup favorites right now. The Dolphins adding juice with a new GM and a new coach and a new potential franchise quarterback. You get left behind real quick in a market if you're not proactive.
Let's get even crazier. And I saw this was speculated today that you can't rule out a return of LeBron James with the full mid-level exception. I don't think it's likely. How much of a chance do you see maybe LeBron coming back to South Beach?
The only way the Heat would have the full mid-level exception is if both Andrew Wiggins and Norman Powell both don't come back. They're going to play with the taxpayer mid-level exception around $6, $7 million. LeBron ain't going from 50. First of all, he's not going from 50 to 17, let alone to lower than that. So, and I know this might sound blasphemous, but if I had a choice of Norman Powell and Andrew Wiggins or LeBron James, I'm probably taking Wiggins and taking Powell. It would have been nice. I still think if LeBron wants the romanticism at the finish, it has to be Cleveland. And if he's going to take a pay cut, it has to be Cleveland. And it would be, no matter what happens, it would be the storybook ending. Miami, you know, he the gift was ours to borrow, but he was never, you know, our own, like a Dan Marino or an Alonzo Mourning or a Roberto Luongo down here.
And Ira, something we've this has been years that Solana and me argue about. Does LeBron, Pat Riley, and Spo get along? Because we know the story where he wanted to get rid of Spo year one, and then he had Riley sit outside while he played a soccer video game or something in Vegas. Do they get along? Would LeBron even recognize if the Heat ever called him?
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, in the old time heals all wounds. Remember the way Shaquille O'Neal left town here? He burned every bridge here. I mean, he was wrestling guys naked in the locker room because he just didn't care. And he worked his way out. And then all of a sudden, he's a pitchman for Mickey Harris's Carnival Cruise Lines. And the Heat retire his jersey. Look, it's going to happen with LeBron. And you know what? It's going to happen with Jimmy Butler. That's the beautiful thing. You take a little bit of time away. You step back in. All is forgotten. LeBron understands and appreciates the Heat as a winning culture. Is he passive aggressive? Maybe as passive aggressive as any athlete we've seen, but that's part of the game now also, Channing.
Ira, you mentioned Shaquille O'Neal, you mentioned LeBron James. When you put it into the context of the types of players, the level of players that Pat Riley has brought here, and to tie it into they were desperate, how much of this do you think was Pat Riley saying, I need my one last hurrah, I need my one last go at it? Because you said, you know, his successor in 5 or 6 years will have to deal with the ramifications of lack of capital. I'm not asking you how much longer he has, because he refused to answer that at the press conference. But what was this necessary more so because Pat needed one more opportunity to go get a contender while he was still part of the brass here in Miami?
And I could turn that around simply because think about what we otherwise would be talking about today if Giannis went to Boston. We would be talking about losing Damian Lillard, losing Kevin Durant four times, losing James Harden, losing Kyrie Irving, losing all the players they've lost over the years, and there's not another superstar now. Kawhi would not be in that same bucket. He's just a different sort of cat. Ja Morant would not be in that bucket. So this really was last chance corral for Pat Riley, and I think it meant a lot to him. Now, look, is some of this stuff justified? The Heat worked hard to get deals. If Joe Cronin didn't want to listen to them or give in to Damian Lillard, there's only so much you can do. Kevin Durant always had a mind of his own, so that was going to be tougher. But, yeah, the narrative today, the day after the trade, if he went to Boston, man, it would have been, is Pat Walsh, is Pat retiring? What did the Arisons do? I don't want to say it saved a franchise, but I think it provided a much-needed reset because – there are only two things that can sour Heat fans more than this: the Celtics or the Knicks winning a championship. Well, one of them just happened. So if you want to be all the way down there, it's bad enough with the damn Celtics fans here and with your New York fans down here, but it would be worse if one team's coming off a championship, they're buying out all the tickets here and the Heat are in the dumpster. So yeah, no, right now it's game on. And honestly, I'm not going to say the Heat are favorites in the East. And a matter of fact, my favorite is probably a team you might not mention. I think the Pacers are right back up there with Tyrese Halliburton coming back, Ivica Zubac coming back there. But I would say this, there's not a team in the East that scares me, which I could not say a day ago.
Ira Winderman here with us. You know, I'm a Knicks fan, and, you know, I look at it in this way. Now the Heat objectively with Giannis and Bam, and not knowing what the rest of the roster is, they're out of the play-in tournament. With those two, they should win a first-round series, and then these moves over the next few weeks will ultimately determine if they could get to a conference finals, if they could get to an NBA finals.
Well, let's look how they rounded out this roster. After the Shaquille O'Neal trade, they were a season sort of in the wilderness. Then they made that huge trades with Memphis. They bring in Gary Payton. They bring in Jason Williams. They bring in Antoine Walker. They bring in James Bosey. Boom, championship. First big 3 year when LeBron couldn't guard J.J. Barea and wouldn't take the ball in the post. And it was either or with Dwayne. Then all of a sudden in the following years, Shane Battier, they had Mike Miller at the start, but then Ray Allen, Chris Birdman Anderson, they found the pieces. I fully trust this same front office that found those pieces to do it again. Again, it could be something as simple as a Tim Hardaway Jr. It could be a veteran who realizes in August, wait, I'm only getting the minimum. Do I want to spend it up in Milwaukee or do I want to spend it in the tax-free sun of South Florida? Players will come here just like Gary Payton came at the end of his career at the last moment.
Ira,
Shane Battier, when he came, Ray Allen came. Yeah. They were going to play with the big three, right?
And for less money, you want to play for something. So I think what's going to happen here, guys, is this. There might be some guys who sit back and say, I want to see how this works out. I want to see if Bam and Giannis really work. And then when they say, wait a minute, these two guys are going to play all the defense so I can take care of offense. When my guy beats me off the dribble, these two guys are going to be there to clean things up. I'm not saying it's Victor Wembanyama squared, but man, if I got two backstops and I'm a bad defender and have those guys behind me, there's a lot worse places I can be. All of a sudden, some of the worst defenders in the league you won't even notice anymore. Hell, and I know this sounds terrible, Tyler Hero would have fit in now.
I'm glad you bring that up, Ira, because there's a part of me that feels happy for Tyler Hero. He doesn't have to go through the circus every offseason of being involved in trade rumors anymore. And I mean, you mentioned this transaction may not be done yet until July 6th, so who knows where he ends up. But how will Tyler Hero's tenure in Miami be remembered? Because on the way out, I think there's a bit more animosity towards Tyler because of how last season played out. But the reality is, his rookie season, I mean, he had 36 points in an Eastern Conference Finals game, and he was an all-star here as well.
I mean, again, you know, I wrote this in my Sunday column, but he deserves his flowers. First year, he was a rookie sensation in those bubble finals and those bubble playoffs. He had almost single-handedly beat Boston in one game. Goes on to win Sixth Man of the Year, goes on to lead the Heat in scoring one season, has been consistent when healthy. Health was an issue. But But I think he always gets sold short for the, well, he could score, but he can't defend. And there's so many other guys in that bucket. God bless Donovan Mitchell, but he's 6 foot, maybe nothing. He's no great defender, and he doesn't have to put up with that criticism. Instead, Tyler gets thrown into that bucket. He's a big-time NBA-level scorer, and I got to tell you, if he does wind up going to a team like the Detroit Pistons, he will have a great season, they will have a great season, and we'll be sitting here saying, man, they never should have let Tyler go. He can bounce back big time.
One last one for me, Ira Winderman here with us. The minute this trade happened and then everyone got up and you saw, okay, where do the Heat pivot from here? I feel like every aggregator and then some had, this means Norman Powell's done with the Heat. How about his future in Miami?
Again, if they create the space, it's basically either Norman Powell's future is done or Nikola Jovic's future is done. And again, they did that extension before last season. It looked like a bargain contract. Times change, but you know, there's enough shooters out there. Norm in the second half of last season was a bad player. We know he was hurting, but the last two seasons with Norm, here and then with the Clippers, he was a great first half of the season player, and then you saw the fade with the Clippers as well. I don't think the Heat would be, I don't mean this to be hurtful, crestfallen if they lose Norman Powell. I think the two-way play of Andrew Wiggins is different, whether it's a Klay Thompson, whether it's a Tim Hardaway Jr., you can find shooters and spacers in this league, and I think that he will.
Ira, quick, I have one more for Ira because y'all were arguing with me earlier in the show. Ira, you wake up at 3 a.m. to go to the bathroom. Do you check your phone? I think it's crazy to check your phone at 3 a.m.
I don't, and I got to tell you, it's even because of what happened last night, because then you pop up and you realize you have to do something. So especially in my line of work, there is no story I could post at 3 a.m. local time that's going to generate traffic or generate a buzz. So I actually go out of my way to make sure I don't notice stuff for the rare 5 hours of sleep I get some nights. But there are, it's just too much. And beyond that, I have a wife who tells me all the time, are you still on that damn phone? So the last thing I need is her turning over and me scrolling through Instagram.
Yeah, old people. Yeah. That's what I chalk it up. Crowder and... you know, you guys just old people. That's
listen, me and Ira are both 28. Leave us alone.
And besides, if I go to my phone, all I'm getting is Instagrams from Hockman in Switzerland. I don't need that either at 3 in the morning.
Avocado toast.
Ira, how weird is tonight going to be on the way out here? Because I'm going to be at the draft party live tonight broadcasting, and I don't know what to expect. The Heat are going to select a pick at 13, and that player is going to come take a picture in a Heat hat. He's going to be introduced as a Miami Heat player. Are we going to interviewing this player and pretending player?
I'm really surprised. I know logistically it's hard to cancel the draft party. I'm not even sure I'm going to be there because there's no reason for me to be there. They don't have the assets to trade into another first-round pick. But the idiocy of the guy going up, shaking at him, and think about this. This is the guy's play, or whatever player it is. It's his one bite at the moment, just like at the NFL draft. And they're going to sully it because there'll be this big Miami Heat background. He'll put on his Miami Heat cap. He'll never have his moment when he's part of the Milwaukee Bucks reset. But when they do the interview on site and it's just all neutral reporters, the first thing they're going to ask him is, well, we know you're going to Milwaukee. Does his agent let him talk? I mean, I think the Heat draft party, they'll announce the Heat draft pick and they'll just go on from there. Because even the people selling Heat season tickets tonight at the arena can't say, come see Giannis Antetokounmpo. They could just talk about, we are going to have Greek food night this season.
So I'm going to the draft tonight, and this happens every year. A guy gets drafted. He's not going to ever play for that team, but he's wearing the hat. And you have these dopey reporters who don't follow things, and they're like, what is it going to mean to go play with Giannis? What is it going to mean to go get coached by Eric Spoelstra? It drives me nuts, and every year I fight back yelling and just being mean to people.
They put these kids in really bad positions. It's not cool. I understand there's a different cap calendar, but we all know what's at play here. We all know that before it goes up there, Jay Billis is going to go, well, this pick belongs to the Milwaukee Bucks. So what does Adam Silver have to say he's going to the Miami Heat? Now, can trades fall apart? Can something happen? Yes, it could in the interim. But man, these kids get one moment. They get their one shining moment in the draft, and it comes in the wrong hat.
He's Ira Winderman. He joins us, of course, on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com. Ira, thank you.
Got to get back to smashing plates on the floor. Thank you, guys.
There you go.
All
All right, welcome back in here on WQAM as we kick off the 7 o'clock hour. If you are just waking up, the sun is starting to pop out there behind Dan Day's shoulder. The Miami Heat have traded for Giannis Antetokounmpo. It is done. It is official. And it is a big morning here in South Florida. Back-to-back big mornings with Joe on vacation. Always happens while Joe's on vacation. Three more mornings still to come with Joe on vacation. So who knows? This might be just
wonder who the Heat can trade for. Yeah. I mean, who he can trade for?
Dolphins got to make a move.
Dolphins, yeah.
There's got to be some more Canes.
There's still there's a certain five-star edge rusher that Miami's been trying to flip from Ohio State.
Maybe that happens in
the next couple days.
That's probably going to happen tomorrow. Maybe the Marlins.
Inter Miami already. They got free agent Casemiro from Man U. If you want to, you know, really get into the weeds,
there you go. It's a lot that always seems to happen while Joe's on vacation, but he's like the black cat. Yeah, he's bad luck for these things going down. So as long as he's gone, these things seem to happen. He will be back next week. I'm Hollywood though. Mark Kelly's with us. Alex Dono kind enough to join us here this morning. Dan Day here, Jamie and Blake. We got the whole crew here this morning. Big crew for this one. This is one of those shows that that you'll never forget, man. This is one of those mornings you wake up and it's just it's a good feeling, right? And you know, I don't know where this one ranks. We'll have plenty of time to digest as we continue on here. This is clearly in the conversation of top moves that have ever happened in our town, though. It is right up there, and it's an exciting morning. The Heat get a massive star. A big personality guy in Giannis, who boy, if you're a Heat season ticket holder, you are a Heat fan that watches all the games all season long with Eric Reed and John Crotty. I mean, you're one of those people. You listen on WQAM here with Jason Jackson and Solana. Like, yeah, you're fired up here this morning as the Heat get this deal done. It propels them, in my opinion, right into the top four of the Eastern Conference, and that's without really knowing how the rest of this roster is going to take shape. So this is interesting here, Dono and Omar. The way that ESPN has the depth chart listed currently, and they got updating this thing quick here. They got Davion Mitchell at the point, Norman Powell at the shooting guard spot, Andrew Wiggins at the small forward spot, Giannis at the four, Bam at the five. So here's the deal, though. Andrew Wiggins looks like he's going to maybe have to opt out, perhaps, of his player option here. And that will, if he can work something, maybe give a little freedom for the Heat to land to sign Powell as well. So it's going to be interesting here, guys, how they maneuver through this. They did give up a lot in this trade, but certainly it was necessary. And the Heat make a big, big splash. And this is what we were hoping for, guys. This is what we're hoping for, and the Heat finally get it done here, Dono.
I didn't want to be spectators again when it comes to, you know, seeing a great player that we took a swing for go elsewhere. And you think about, you know, the chess move that this is in the Eastern Conference. I mean, Hollywood, you mentioned that this puts the Heat on paper solidly, probably top four in the East now. But you also think about the outside ramifications, okay? You have seen, you know, the gap between you and your historic rival New York Knicks widened to the point where they just won a championship and you couldn't get through the play-in, right? So you've closed the gap now at least a considerable amount with the New York Knicks. You also, in making this move, you keep Giannis away from the Celtics, who were the other team in the mix, which is another hated rival. So, I mean, had this deal not gone Miami's way, there would have been massive ramifications for how far behind those teams you still are. The trade does go Miami's way, and this not only makes you a lot more competitive, but it also keeps Giannis away from one of your most hated rivals in Boston.
I didn't like the consolation prizes. I mean, Kawhi Leonard, that wouldn't have been very pleasant for me. So I'm glad that this got done. Yesterday, Danny on Hollywood, and I'm not even throwing Dan Day in here, were telling me Jaylen Brown was a better trade acquisition. I'm sorry, I like Jaylen Brown, but give me Giannis, give me the Greek freak. He is a freak of nature. I don't really have concerns about him from a medical standpoint. I think he realized he was playing for a team or part of a team that wasn't going anywhere and was kind of preserving his body. So hopefully that's the reality of the situation. And now that he's back on a team that he believes can be a contender, I'm interested to see how the Heat can put this all together, find talent that they can develop. From what I understand, they're still going to have to make the 13th selection since the trade can't become official. But that player, as everybody knows, is going to have to go to the Milwaukee Bucks. But I'm curious what they can find in the second round or with undrafted players. And I'm a big believer that he can find players and develop them. And I'm curious to see how that's going to pan out here.
You know, Omar, you mentioned the injury deal, and I do think Milwaukee kind of screwed around with him towards the end. It was not a pleasant ending to whatever went down there. I do think Giannis, it meant a lot to him to not take a blowtorch to the Bucks and to that fan base. And he is not he does not strike me as the villain type.
You could tell he wants everybody to like him.
Yeah, he wants to be liked. Yeah. And I think he did it in the right way, right? He got out of there in the right way, and it didn't turn into a Jimmy Butler, we're just going to destroy this thing on the way out here and just, crush every relationship possible. But Omar, you mentioned his health. And, the one thing I will say about Giannis is his build, his body build, and you cover the NFL, Omar, it is a very rare and unique build that Giannis has. He is built essentially of bricks. So you have that going for you, right? That the fact that this guy is just built different from a physical standpoint than essentially any other player that we've seen.
And
he's in LeBron category, right, when it comes to the way that his body is put together.
That's why they call him the Greek freak. Very wiry, very compact. You don't have to worry about him putting on weight and slowing down. I think he could still penetrate and drive to the basket. Putting him with Bam is going to be very interesting because Bam can play the defense. Bam can go out, spot, shoot. Bam can bring the ball up court. So now you got two bigs that can bring the ball up court. I think you're trying to find shooters now, and I really don't think that he'd have a problem finding shooters.
Yeah, that I think Omar's right on that one. That's where you go from here. You do find some guys who can stretch the floor a little bit because you have the most bruising 4 and 5 combination here. Well, you got Giannis and Bam out on the court together. There'll be a lot of punishment that can be dished out. Speaking of punishment, we're going to go back to the phones here. We're going to give this a shot, and we've been up and down.
Can you at least give some ground rules?
No rules. No rules.
No. We don't want to be on speakerphone.
No holds barred
here,
Omar.
Keep your windows up.
Well, yes, that would be nice.
And no pleasantries.
No holds barred here. Let's do it. Let's go to Brando. You're up next here on WQAM. Brando, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing? I just wanted to make this absolutely clear. We are back, baby, okay? There have been people calling with some negativity. I'm even hearing some play-in talk on the radio right now. What is going on? We are going to the finals. We are going to win. The Heat freak is home. Put it out there. We do need someone to help him out, but we can do that. Hey, washed-up role player, come to Miami. Come compete for a championship with this dynamic roster. We're going to do it, guys.
I love it. Brandon, that was a great call, man. Appreciate you
this morning. Freak.
The Heat Freak.
I love that.
Yeah, he better trademark that thing quick.
Yeah, it works.
There's a lot of lawyers out there that are calling the trademark department or whoever handles that kind of stuff.
I feel like they owe Brando some royalties for coming up with that.
I like that, the Heat Freak. And, look, I think that this, for me personally, throws the Heat automatically in the top 4 of the Eastern Conference. I nobody can predict the future. I don't know. First of all, I don't know how the Heat are going to, assemble the rest of the roster. You never know how this is going to shake out. But if we're talking today on paper, I think the Heat, fit pretty nicely in that 2 spot, right? I mean, I think they are right up there with the Knicks. I don't know what the Celtics are going to do now that they have a riled up Jalen Brown. I don't know what's going
to
happen.
Talk to me, Hollywood.
No, well, Omar, no. Who else do you put ahead on? I think the Pistons showed us what they're all about in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Cleveland is stacked, and let's not rule out the fact that they could possibly get LeBron, and LeBron can have
Cleveland, a
Cleveland homecoming. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I say bring LeBron here on a league minimum for a homecoming. He could help this team.
It's possible. You never know.
You know LeBron's not playing for league minimum, but
he's got enough endorsements. I think he can supplement his income.
Listen, that would be great. I hope him and Pat Riley can get past the cookie incident. But
I think they've made peace, haven't they? Him and Riley. I think.
I don't think so. But you know, I still think Boston is probably the second best team.
Boston's got themselves in a little bit of a pickle here. And it's very enjoyable now to watch this, to sit back and watch Boston kind of twist in the wind here, because they have a very disgruntled Jaylen Brown who they are going to have to trade. Now, here's the problem. Everyone knows Boston's got to trade him. Right?
Nah.
No, I don't think in the NBA you bring a guy like that back in, man. I think you know what a guy like that is capable of doing.
I'm so used to disgruntled players.
Yeah, I mean, and look how well that's worked out for the team you cover.
Wow, but Boston's a different organization. They've got culture. They've got class. Yes, they avoid.
Boston has class?
Yeah, Boston does not have any class.
Boston does have class. Boston, stop it. I've worked in Boston. They are. Probably,
I don't think
in
this
my
ends
mind,
well for the Boston Celtics. Like, if I was betting today, I do not believe Jaylen Brown will be there, and I don't think Boston's going to get what they hope they would get for him, because now people know he's pissed.
Yeah, but
that was the risk they took by including him in a deal. Also, by the way, ESPN is saying it was Jaylen Brown and two firsts. So it was a very attractive offer.
Yeah.
No, right? It wasn't.
Well, of course it's an
attractive
offer. And I think Milwaukee had a choice. Do you want to bring in Jaylen Brown and make him the face of your franchise? Do you believe in him that much?
No.
Or do you think he would stay there long term? That's another problem.
Nope.
Or do you go with this package that the Heat offered, which has a lot of youth and a lot of picks? And, Milwaukee is in a full-blown rebuild. The Heat are in a full-blown let's-win-now mode. And so that's where we're at. 305-567-0560 is the phone number if you would like to reach the show here this morning. We're going to continue to take your calls. Our last caller did a nice job there, so we're going to keep rolling with the phones. Brando, thank you. Brando kept hope alive. We had some guy earlier who was not very happy about the Giannis deal. I guess he enjoyed.
can you imagine what type, if you're an alleged Heat fan and you wake up this morning,
like,
and you're angry?
They did it.
Good term. Heat fan.
Alleged Heat fan. How can you be angry that they just acquired Giannis? Like, oh, this is terrible. We gave up too much. Tyler Hero, I can't believe we sent him away. Like, how miserable do you have to be?
Yeah, Kalel Ware, Wemby Jr., come on, man. How could you do
this? The way I'm trained to see both sides of the railroad tracks. And I three first-round picks, kind of steep. I wouldn't have wanted to trade Triple J, but I understand. The pick swap, a little steep, but I mean, that's my biggest complaints about the trade here. And truthfully speaking, the Heat don't use draft picks generally.
Right. Ironically enough, they use their, mid-round non-lottery draft picks well enough that most of the players that they're trading away, or all the players, are guys that they drafted. So it worked in that aspect.
They've used them recently to get assets and develop those assets so that they can be tradable assets for one day when we were eventually going to get the whale. We finally got the whale. Now, do we really need these draft picks? I think we'll be fine without these three and a swap. To me, Triple J was the most difficult player I didn't want to give up in the trade. However, we got Bobby Portis. Bobby Portis can be a sixth man of the league. So I love it.
I just want to tell everyone, by the way, when we started at 6 o'clock this morning, Omar didn't even care that they got Giannis. He's just like, we got Bobby Portis. We did it.
Listen, yesterday when Bobby Portis started following a Heat fan account, I immediately got excited.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that on Twitter?
No.
I saw a lot of weird stuff on Twitter yesterday. By the way, that post that Giannis put up, like late last night, kind of
it was
weird,
like a goodbye.
Cryptic, like,
when that stuff starts happening, you know it's going down.
Well, it was going down one way or another, right? It was either going to be Miami or it was going to be Boston. The Heat land a megastar. Boston's got a big star who's disgruntled and is going to hopefully take a blowtorch to that entire organization. So all things are good down here in South Florida. Anytime the Celtics can be down and the Heat can be up, we're really that's just a double good feeling here this morning. All right, we got calls coming in here. We're going to take a quick pause. 305-567-0560. Jump on the phone lines here this morning. We want to hear from all of the Heat fans. We have cleared everything, Omar. We might get someone to stop by later, but we have pretty much cleared the program out here today so we can have all of our fans jump in and react and celebrate the Bobby Portis signing. The Heat also getting Giannis in the deal, as Omar is reporting here for us this morning. So a big morning here in South Florida, a celebration as back-to-back big days here, man. The Panthers had their day yesterday. The Heat get their day today. Joe's gone for three more days, by the way. So we'll see, man. We will see how this goes. And by the way, for everyone asking, as far as guests go, Omar and Dono, I know that Heat guests will not, like Heat employee people will not comment on this until this becomes official. So that's the deal here. Right. So we definitely got to wait till... the NBA is not as quick as, like, the hockey. Donna, we talked about this yesterday. The hockey, I got a press release in the Panthers, like, a minute after a tweet came out that said that the deal was possible. Yeah. So, yeah, like, the NBA will work a little slower here. We got to wait till this becomes official. But we will continue on. Phone lines are starting to fill up here. So let's take a quick pause. We'll jump right back in your calls when we come back here on WQAM.
Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey-to-30-sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
No, seriously, where the hell is he? He just went off.
What?
This is crazy.
Let me do my best, Leroy.
What? Can I ask a question? Welcome on in, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. The Miami Heat in the wee hours of the night last night acquired Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks. Pat Riley, it had been a while. The harpoon was a little rusty. But he did it. He got the deal done. Pat Riley got his orca, got his whale, got his Moby Dick. Hold him into the boat at 601 Biscayne Boulevard. Gave up whatever they had to get it done. And the Greek Freak is coming to Miami. I'm just going to say one thing to the window real quick because I'm not going to lie. I was a wee scared. I was a wee bit scared yesterday. I was a wee bit scared, and I didn't know how this was going to go. I was a little scared. I didn't know how this is going to go, but I want to do something real quick, all right? I'm looking down 601 Biscayne Boulevard, okay? I'm going down, and I just want to say one thing. I'm on my knees, all right? Pat, Godfather, forgive me. I had forsaken you. I had doubts that this rat bastard Brad Stevens was going to foist us again. I broke the first Heat commandment. Thou shalt not doubt Pat Riley. Thou hast delivered. I am sorry, Pat. You did it. You got us the Freak. And now the league is in trouble because the Miami Heat are mother bleeping back, dude. Leroy. Leroy. It is Goosies on top of Goosies on top of Goosies. And yet, still, on top of more Goosies. Where the hell did you go, man?
If you must know, I had to pee.
No. It's a long ride over here?
Huh?
It was a long ride over
no,
here?
No, it was actually pretty quick, but I just rushed this morning. Oh, wow. Oh. Even got Jennifer here in single digits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's summer. It should be like.
Yeah. Train.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
He just wants to deflect all of a sudden.
Yeah.
But man, that was a night last. Did you find out this morning? When did you find out? Because we were
last night.
Okay, so you were up when you saw this.
It wasn't that I was up. I was just walking by my phone, right? Really on the way to bed, and I was like, and then I started. I had to go to Twitter.
Twitter was crazy last night.
I was watching.
What were you doing?
I was watching ESPN as it broke.
Did you really?
It was in the middle of a Padres Braves game.
Oh wow!
So basically, at 11:57, they come back from commercial real quick because they had to get back to the game. They're like, "Winner in the out of sweepstakes, the Miami Heat." They real quick mention the trade. Back to the game. Back to baseball.
We gotta get back to the pods. The Friars are up,
yeah.
Dude. So last night it was crazy. So I'm like, obviously, I'm refreshing like crazy. And then like last night, Chris Haynes, you know, comes out and he's just like, he has two strange updates where, you know, he's like, the Boston Celtics are the favorite to get him. And then he goes and he does this really weird one where he goes, Giannis didn't even really want to be on the Heat that much. And everybody's just like, what? He's like, yeah, it wasn't even one of his top destinations. It was super strange.
You know what I take pride in? And this is note. Every time that I have given you a little peek into the people I know and given you information,
yep,
I have never been wrong.
That's right.
I've never put stuff out there just to get a click. I've never said anything just to get people going, right? And so it bothers me when people, like, how off the beaten path could that those comments be?
I don't know.
And so they'll just, and what I hate about it is he'll just move on to the next thing.
I found it super strange because he's a guy that's supposedly close to Giannis, and he has been the entire time being like, yeah, Giannis wants to be in a place with sun and no tax. And then yesterday just oddly was like, yeah, the Celtics are the favorite, and Giannis never really wanted to be on the Heat anyway. And I was like, what?
Like, it's the craziest thing. And in fact, he is the only one that was saying that, and it just, like, you don't, like, there's no penalty for this. There's no penalty for these comments that have not one bit of truth.
Yeah, it was super weird. Right. Super weird. And so then, I got 70 people on Noties right now. Like, I had every reporter that could break this, but you only need one. You know it's going to be Shams. But the thing with Shams lately, and this is really annoying throughout the day, Shams has tweets, but then he tweets three times about the same thing. So, like,
you got to keep going in case something's different.
So my phone goes bloop, bloop, bloop. Like, yesterday he had, like, a Knicks forward, like the 14th guy in the New York Knicks opted into a contract, and he had three tweets about it. And I was like, oh, my God. So then last night, what was – Dan, do you remember – did you see the Minnesota news? That was probably, like, 11:30-ish, right? It was they had traded Julius Randle. They salary dumped Julius Randle, and they signed Ayo Dosunmu, right? And so – I heard bloop. My phone was, I mean, I had my phone on all day. I was like, yeah, it's kind of dead. I need to put this on the, I need to plug it in, give it a minute. And so then again, I'm just like, it's going bloop, bloop. I'm just like, oh man, more Dosunmu tweets? What's going on? And so I just venture over to my phone because it's like, you know, I'm just going to shut off the light just so it charges fast. And I'm like, oh,
what?
Giannis, this is it.
Can I just tell you?
I thought it was a Dosunmu tweet.
Can I just tell you? You are something.
Why, dude?
Because you never wanted him.
Because the excitement that you're showing now is not even close to the anticipation you were showing before.
No, stop, because it's the fact that the news broke out and not even 6 minutes later, this man was already on live with a captain's hat on, glasses, and I forgot what else.
Like, but I've been true to everything that I had said. What did I say in the list? Because this is the thing that you two love to do is you love to finagle the facts of what did I say that I wanted. Is I just wanted them to get somebody. I just wanted them to win the chase.
You said that afterwards when you said you didn't want Giannis anymore.
Yeah, I said that I was tired of Giannis's act, which his act did grow very, very stale.
It was.
But more than anything is I wanted Pat Riley to show that he had still got it. And I haven't deterred off that, but I hadn't been doing the whale thing all summer because why would I? They had not gotten through, which is why before when you were driving up, I don't know where, but I was apologizing down to Biscayne Boulevard, got on my knees and apologized to the Godfather forever
for
shaking.
You were on your knees?
It's on video.
So
it's on video, Jennifer.
So,
you know, when you're Tardy B, you miss the bits. Okay.
It seems like to me that what happened here is that some of the people got together and said, listen, look, why are we holding on to these young guys? Let's go get whatever it takes.
Right.
And that's the difference between now and the last 2 years of trying to get somebody. That they said, this may hurt, but it's Giannis.
Right.
And so I think they just went back to what they've done over the however many years Pat has been here besides the last 3 years.
I was already at the point where, like, I know this is going to hurt once we lost Ware. I'm just like, listen, I've accepted it. We're losing Ware. It's going to sting a little bit.
Right.
Would I have loved to keep Jokaciūnas? Of course.
Of course.
I was getting ready. Listen, you guys weren't going to watch him in Lithuania. I was. All right? I was excited to see Jokaciūnas and what he was going to do. But he's 20 years old. Eric Spoelstra
is not going to play him.
Is not going to play him. Right. He now has his veteran team is going to be defensively minded first.
No shooters.
That's his identity as a coach. That's no what shooters. He loves.
No shooters.
Yet. No shooters. Yet.
Well, I am talking about right now.
Well, I know. Everybody's talking about right now. Just give him time, baby. Give him time.
Wait.
Give him time, baby. Give him time.
You didn't do that!
What do you mean?
Okay. You're being...
What didn't I give him time for?
You are in no position to tell me give him time.
Offseason just happened. What are you talking about? Give him time. You don't think Adam Simon is gonna draft some D3 shooter tomorrow in the second round we've never heard of and he's going to break the three-point record for the Heat? Because I guarantee he will.
I mean, that's what Dunks was.
Let me just tell you something. Adam Simon in the second round is more dangerous than he is in the first round. You give him a second-round pick, you might as well have given him a first-round pick. Good luck. Big mistake by the Bucks not getting that asset. Big mistake. And by the way, this is the I'm sorry asset from the league. You know what you did?
I still am confused by that. I'm still very confused by how, with that whole debacle with Terry Rozier, that the only thing the Heat get back is a second round pick.
Yeah, it's another day. It's another story for another day. Mm-hmm. Today is a day. Giannis is on the Miami Heat.
I like Bobby Portis too.
Oh,
I like Bobby Portis.
Love
like,
that move. Love that move.
Bobby Portis is very similar to what Wiggins does, right? In that he can shoot a little bit.
He can shoot a lot. Wing. He's a really good shooter.
He can play the wing. So they're similar. Like they just have the same.
Well, he's a lot bigger.
Well, same skill set.
He's a 4-5 guy.
Yeah. So that could be a backup center. At times
they'll probably be lineups where they play all three of them.
Huh?
They'll probably be lineups where they play all three of them.
Him and
Giannis and Bam.
Giannis, Bam, and Portis, or Giannis, Bam, and Jovic.
Yeah, they'll probably do Giannis. They'll mix in with Wiggins too. Like they're gonna probably mix all three of those guys together. The big thing is the Heat are gonna probably have to add one guy in the backcourt. Who is it gonna be? There's a lot of stuff out there with Norm right now. As far as that, they might have lost him already. Who knows? Mm-hmm. We'll have to see. Could they do a sign and trade with him? There's a lot of stuff that's still out there. That's why I'm saying a lot. There is a lot of stuff that is unsettled with this whole thing.
You got the starting point.
Yeah, you got the starting point. The point of it was.
And that's the same thing that happened. People don't realize that's the same thing happened with the big three. We were having the same comment. We got three guys now. Who's going to? And then it just start filling out.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Home of the Pricito. Our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. The Heat. These are the deets. They get Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks for Tyler Hero, Kyle Lowry, Jaime Jaquez Jr. Feel bad. Dude, I always feel bad. They always find Jaime Jaquez on candid camera when these trades happen.
Oh my God, when he was on the court.
He was playing a pickup basketball, and some guy's like, hey, bro.
At 12 at night?
He's on the West Coast.
Oh, okay.
They just sit your ass to Milwaukee. But do you remember like when the Jimmy trade happened? Like somebody from the Philly crowd is like, hey, the Jimmy trade happened. And you could just see Jaime. Jaime was terrified. He thought he was getting dealt too.
Right.
But Jaime Jaquez Jr., Kaspers Jakaciunas, 3 first-round picks, a swap, and a second-rounder. They also used their $15 million trade exception from the Duncan Robinson deal to get Bobby Portis. The trade picks, the picks they traded, is a pick swap in 2030 and the first-round picks in 31 and 33 and a second-rounder in 2033.
Jeez. Those 7 years out.
Yep. Yep. The Heat actually have some picks coming up.
Yeah, they got three picks in the next 4 years.
It'll depend. Yeah, they have the Rat Bastard Hornets pick they have to convey, and then they're in the clear for a little bit. So it's crazy. We're gonna react to it. We're gonna get you guys calls here in just a second. We'll hear from you guys. Last night the Marlins fell to the Rangers 4-3. Series continues today 6:40 with Sandy on the hill. It was cool seeing the Scots there yesterday. What is that called? The what army?
Tartan Army.
Tartan. That was fun. I enjoyed that. What an atmosphere.
Did they take it over or what?
They took it over.
They took it over.
They took it over. They took it over.
I tell you what, I bet you on Lone Depot didn't run out of beer.
I don't know.
They ain't run out of beer.
I don't know.
Like that's a South Florida thing.
They had the bagpipes out there.
If you buying, we selling.
And then a big day up at Fort Lauderdale today. In about 45 minutes, Brady Tkachuk will be introduced as a Florida Panther.
Wow. They were quick.
They were quick. Yeah, we don't got to wait till July 6th.
You think his
6th.
Brother will be with him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that even a question?
Oh, and his dad made the Hall of Fame yesterday. Keith Tkachuk finally got in the Hall of Fame.
Cool.
Big week for the Tkachuks. So we will endeavor some turnaround on that. I believe Vlad is boots on the ground there today. So we'll see what is what with the Tkachuks and their big day here down in South Florida. But obviously celebrating the Miami Heat acquiring Giannis. Miami Heat yesterday, they
actually, it was this morning.
Technically, yeah. I actually think they beat midnight by a little bit.
You know what I hate about this? Okay. We get trades. We get all this stuff. But you can't really announce it until a certain date. Just go. Like, what are we doing? The draft is going to put on a heat hat.
He is. I can't wait for that tonight.
We're
still going to the draft party. We still got a draft party today.
They can't announce Giannis till what, the 6th?
I think it's like the 6th, yeah.
Right, what are we doing?
Well, because they want to leave room for expanding the trade if they have to. But the deal is agreed to in principle for just these two parties should it happen. The same thing happened with Durant last year, where Durant was agreed to between the Suns and Rockets, but then it didn't get done until the official league year because a lot of people wanted to get in on it to facilitate it and things like that. So that's why.
Okay.
That's all right.
So, I got it.
Don't expect a Giannis introductory press conference until July.
We basically gave up starting five.
Yeah.
You know, well, so.
The Heat basically gave up. Somebody put this to me last night on my YouTube chat. They said it was basically 7 first-round picks, which they did. You know, the Heat made a big deal last year about, like, hey, we have our last 6 first-round picks on the roster. Well, 4 of them just went out the door.
Well, and the problem is that how can you say something like that but then not treat them that way, right? Like, they always talked about the youth and whatever, but as soon as a guy made a mistake, he was sitting on the bench.
Not all of them. I mean, like, Tyler Hero got everything that he needed to do.
Tyler Hero was probably one of the ones that they, like, yeah,
Jaime,
this is our
thing.
Guy.
Jaime got the last year's offense was tailored for Jaime Jaquez, like, to right. bounce back his season. And look, the Heat were probably in a position with Jaime where, you know, he was up on his contract. He was getting ready for to be extension eligible.
Probably did him a favor.
Probably.
I just think, it's cool to see, like, the development of the youth, to see them do it that way. I think what they did here, right, somebody had to twist their arm to get to, but they could have very easily done it the last couple years, right? But here's the difference. This year, the desirable pieces were a little bit different than last year. So last year, you would have said Jovic. Oh, we don't want to give up Jovic. Jovic is going to be a star.
Mm-hmm.
And this year was Kalel. Last year, Jaime would have been a throw-in.
Yeah.
Right? And now he's like one of the
pieces.
A little
juicy. Yep.
Right. Jakachonis wasn't even here, so it didn't matter, but he came on pretty good.
He had nice moments. He had nice moments last year.
For a 19-year-old, that's what you get, nice moments.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So,
well,
like,
the reports today from Sam Amick was the last thing that got it over. The Heat reportedly, according to The Athletic, wanted to try and make this deal, giving up Davion and keeping Jakachonis, but the Bucks didn't want Davion because he's on the last year of his deal, and they wanted a little bit more youth. He's still young, Davion
right.
Mitchell, but that was – but look, hey, listen, Davion, I'll say this. They tried to trade Goran Dragic the final season, dude. They tried to trade him to Dallas, and you know what? It ended up working for him, so don't worry about that. Mm-hmm. Don't you sweat it. Don't you sweat it.
Now there's a lot more pressure on Jovic. Oh, I think.
If he's here, we'll see.
You think they'll still try to move him?
I don't know how much value could possibly be in a guy who just had that year and is owed $60-plus million guaranteed, but the Heat are also hard-capped now, so I'm going to imagine they're going to try and
that's the thing.
As much as they
that's
can.
Very confusing. There's that rain I was telling you about. I could see it. The problem is that I don't know enough about the cap, like hard cap versus like it's so confusing. Especially basketball is just so confusing when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah, it's also boring. But I would say the big thing is they're going to have to figure out, one, is Wiggins coming back? I think the early read is they would love to have him back. Do they shave down his salary for like a multi-year deal?
Yeah. Right.
And then it sounds like the early read is Brian Windhorst is saying that they likely will lose Norman Powell. We'll see. Could they do a sign and trade with Norm, though, and then bring something in? So, like, let's say Norm finds a location because there's not a lot of teams with cap space. He obviously wants a multiple-year deal. Could they do something like that to bolster
get another
piece?
Player?
Yeah. Okay. So, I think there's some mechanism there. They have a $15 million exception, so they could bring in a player.
You're in the used car lot.
Huh?
For $15 million, you're in the used car lot.
You're in the used car lot, but I think you could maybe the most productive used car, you know, who wants to be in great weather, tax, you know, no state tax and play with Giannis. That's the appeal. Jay, what's going on, dude?
Hey, man. How y'all doing today, man?
Good.
How are you doing?
I'm great, man. Exciting day. Y'all are doing. But I also want to say Midas going to you, Toby, and all of Pete Twitter. Everybody that been killing Riley for not making moves. I believe that at some point you got to make a stand. I get everybody saying, oh, those guys not good enough. But you can't give up everything to get certain guys.
Right. But it kind of sounds like Pat Riley agreed with me. So in a way, what you really mean is point for me, I think is what you mean.
Yeah, yeah. No, my point is that I think they wanted Pella. They wanted everything. So at some point you got to keep some of the guys. You can't give up everything.
But almost everything.
I'm glad they did it. I'm glad they made it happen.
I'm glad we're on the same page, dude.
Yeah, yeah. I think now Spoh's going to have to get in his bag.
Let me tell you something. Spoh's thrilled. He's like, this is a team I love. This is going to be a team he's going to wrap his arms around.
Exactly. And I think that what he's going to have to do is I get Giannis. He's going to have to go back. If you watch the offense from like 2013 when we had the Heat, when he had LeBron, like, he's going to have to do something like that. Giannis don't need to be on the perimeter. Like, work on him getting on the block. Work on him, because then you could kind of get double teams and get him to pass out the three-point shooters. Like, I get everybody want to do that three-point jump, but in the playoffs, like, we got to work on the half-court offense, because the half-court offense the last couple of years has been terrible. Like, it's been pathetic. And I'm like, you got to work to try to get guys open. And also, I wanted to say is that I'm just glad this happening, man. It's just we're as Heat fans are spoiled, and one of the things why I get so mad at Heat fans when they complain is the fact that, like, we had Zoe at one point doing that, then we had Dwayne and Shaq, then we had LeBron and Bosh. It's like we've had four iterations, Jimmy Butler, we have four iterations of teams that was good, and a lot of the Knicks just won the championship after 53 years. Like, we've been spoiled as a Heat fan base, and I think that sometimes we get in the thing where it's like, they're not working out, but you're not. You have to go through some laws, and like, we've been spoiled for the last 20 years where we haven't went through many laws. So I think we got to appreciate what we have as a fan base and say that at least they try, at least they make things happen. So, you know, that's all I want to say, man.
Appreciate you, Jay. Thank you, and I'm glad you agree with me.
That's all.
Yeah, that's all.
We got to go to break.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As the school year ramps up, so does the time your family spends online, whether it's helping with homework, managing busy schedules, or staying connected. It's a great time to refresh your digital life, but you need a digital sidekick that works quietly in the background without slowing you down. That's where Webroot comes in. Webroot offers flexible protection for individuals and families, from standalone products to all-in-one bundles. While you handle the back-to-school rush, Webroot works to block harmful websites before you click, keeps your password secure and easy to manage, and even optimizes your devices to keep them running smoothly. It's fast, light, and effective protection designed for your everyday life. Go to webroot.com/odyssey to get 60% off today. That's webroot.com/odyssey. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional. Visit webroot.com/odyssey today to get 60% off. Again, that's webroot.com/odyssey.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.